Children. Burlington, Vermont, September 9th, 1884. Dear Children, I send you these articles I think more appropriate for the Review and Herald than for the Signs of the Times. I had thought I would not write you any more letters. I have written many letters, but all I have received is one containing a few words from Willie, White, and one from Marion, Davis, at Worcester, repeated at Burlington, Vermont. When we commenced this meeting, the weather was good, nice air, but it became very warm. Then Sunday had thunder showers, but brought no relief. It has rained considerably ever since. It is most oppressive. I have not been well as usual for Sabbath, Sunday, and Monday, old malaria struggling for the mastery. I have not eaten much of anything since I came here. Sunday, I was too sick to sit up, but although I could not eat, I went on the stand in the afternoon. Strength was given me, and I spoke with power for 1 hour. Felt right then the spell was broken. Am very weak, but anticipate no greater difficulties. It is muggy, very foggy, and very depressing. Our meeting has been good. I think I have spoken 5 times. Utterly refused to speak at all yesterday. These meetings are so arranged that one needs to be in perfect health to meet the demand. If your California meeting was changed to 1 or even 2 weeks later, I think your prospect would be more favorable for help. But as it is exactly at the time of the Michigan meeting, you will stand a poor show for help. Another year's round of camp meetings such as this year will, I think, finish up some of the workers. No rest but continual work is not the thing for me. I am too old. They will have to count me out. I have been thankful for the strength the Lord has given me here. I praise His name and will try to have faith still and, although worn, will trust Him. You may say, "Why do you write so much?" I answer, my head is clear, and when I am seen to be writing, I am not obliged to be using my throat, which is more severely taxed. If they think I am obliged to write, then they keep away from me. I have not received 1 line in regard to the Healdsburg place or anything that pertains to my interests there. I sometimes think, when all are so silent, I will be silent, but then I find myself writing again. When I am able to eat once more, I shall get some strength. I have scarcely eaten 1 meal ever since I have been here in Vermont. Will you send me a package of shittim bark? Send to Jackson, Michigan. We leave this morning. Mother.